Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As the summer winds down, we are still blessed with peaches, fresh from Maryland orchards. This year's crop has been delicious, and I can't stop buying them. And of course, the question is, what do I do with all these peaches? And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, this is a delightful problem to have.
Oh, I know. And you are right. They have been great. I mean, peaches have been off the hook. What a great season for them.
It really has. And I'm glad I'm seeing a lot of freestone peaches.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's the move, right? Because the clingstone versus freestone, a lot of farmers usually know what they grow. But just as a rule of thumb, it's usually clingstone early in the season and freestone later. So pretty much everything out there right now is probably going to be freestone.
And it's so much
which
easier.
Means that the flesh isn't attached to the pit.
Right.
Which makes whatever you want to do with them 1 billion times easier.
It sure is. And let's real quick talk about how to peel peaches, because a lot of things we're going to do with them involve a naked peach.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's the traditional sort of blanching them in hot water and then putting them in the ice bath and trying to just slough the skin off. You know, quite frankly, a good peeler works really well,
it
too.
It does.
I mean, there's no reason to go through that sort of extra work if you just have a very sharp paring knife, if that's sort of your technique. Just remember, as you get close to the end, when there's no skin to grab onto, they get a little slippery.
They do get very slippery. Well, here's some things that I would love to do and have done with peaches. At top of my list is peach salsa.
Yeah, I mean, they're so sweet. And remember, salsas require sort of some acid, you know, some sour, some salty, and some sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly provide that, no problem.
Yeah, just cut them up little cubes, and you work with as many different onion types as you want.
Sure, and they marry well with cilantro, which is a great nice salsa ingredient.
Yeah, and I like to let my salsa sit around a couple of days.
They're really good. I mean, we've been canning a ton of them. I mean, they're low acid fruit, so you know you can do them in the hot water bath, 45 minutes, either whole or made as a marmalade. I mean, that actually, I think it sort of livens up the winter time.
Oh, yeah, it sure
when
does.
You pull one of these off the cupboard and sort of add some peaches to something, it's great.
Now, I'm a big fan of peach ice cream. Mm. And we were encouraging people to get an ice cream maker a few
shows back. Of course.
What would your approach be to using peaches for ice cream?
Yeah, you know, like I just don't like frozen chunks of anything in my ice cream that like I would normally eat frozen. So adding, you know, making the puree, it would be my move. And for something like that, I actually just cook the whole peach, peel it off the seed, and run it through a food mill. And then that'll give you a nice puree that sort of like in the last 5 minutes of making vanilla ice cream, add to the machine, let it stir itself in, and you're pretty much good to go.
Now, here's something that I whipped up last week. Peach barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I had fun with it.
Sweet, sour, you know, peach. A little bourbon in that, too.
I should have done.
Really great for chicken, of course.
Yeah, well, we did it with pork.
Sure.
And it was just absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that recipe on the website.
Good.
Grilled peaches, that's something
grilled, of course,
really
is great. Pickled peaches.
Yes.
Really delicious. I mean, just pickle them up. They're fun to have with a variety of different things.
And, of course, peach pie, which is one of my all-time favorites.
Of course.
Treat it just like an apple.
Yes, and make a great pie.
It's wonderful. It really is. We'll put some of these ideas on the website.
For sure.
Let people go out there and try. Remember, ask the farmer for freestone.
Freestone.
If you can. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.